Press play.
Curtain up and now we're in.
It's time to take a spin.
The shade and tea to spill.
Ooh, drama. Oh, that's a tweet. Did they book? Who got an on?
They option no.
Oh, I'm not well.
What star will we talk to today? Oh, that's a gag, honey.
Say no more. Drama.
Drama.
Welcome to Drama, a podcast that covers theater,
pop culture,
love,
and life in New York City.
I am Connor McDowell.
And I am Dylan McDowell, and we are back once again for our final episode of 2019.
Wig.
I know, we made it.
I can't believe.
I know, this is our officially like eighth conversation that we've had.
Oh my god.
It's been released.
Oh, that's been released. That's
and originally great. When we first came up with this idea, we were like, let's do like an 8 to 12 episode first season.
You're right. And wait, so I'm kind of
this
emotional.
Is not the season finale by any means.
No.
But maybe mid-season finale?
Oh, I love that.
We'll be back
we'll
in January.
We'll promo it as that. Yeah.
That's fun.
Wait, that's so fun.
I know.
I love it. I love this time of year, too.
It's so fun.
And the holidays, they just bring out all the emotion, the drama, the love.
I know, it's been so fun because we just had an amazing weekend with two of our best girlfriends, Mary and Allison.
Yes,
shout out.
We love them.
And they came to the city for a little Christmas
fun. They listened
to
the pod.
They're very supportive, wonderful friends of the pod.
Yes.
And they came to the city and we did all like the cliche New York Rockefeller Center stuff.
Yes,
that Lea Michele talks about in her new song.
Oh, what else does she say?
She hails a cab.
Oh, very New York.
Uh-huh, that's all I can think of.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh my God, so fun. Yeah. Yeah, we went to this like Britney Spears themed, like it was like Britmas celebrating the Holy Spirit, and it was this like gay Britney Spears party Friday night.
It was so fun.
It was so fun.
My biggest issue with like clubs or going out is I need to dance to music that I know and love,
mm-hmm.
and if it's like a lot of like EDM or things like that, I'm not necessarily in the zone. We know every song
every
that Britney
song.
Has, and it was an amazing night.
I know.
Highlight of the night was Britney's song 3.
Oh, that was fun.
I somehow knew every word.
Well, and her iconic Christmas song.
Yeah. Oh.
Wait, and our friend Allison made a good point. She was like, gay culture is so much more fun than straight culture because people are actually dancing and having fun here. Like, if this were a straight bar, people would just be, like, nodding, like, sort of talking, but, you know.
And sometimes you're in the mood for just, like, a chill night,
yeah.
but this was fun, very festive.
So fun. Oh, my God, I loved it. And we're going home for the holidays
soon. I can't wait to go back home. We'll be back in Ohio.
Yes.
It's going to be a great time, and I can't wait to just see all of our friends and family and Hunter, and it'll just be a really wonderful...
Hunter, your boyfriend that you don't often talk about on here, but we all know you
I have. Always like feel the need to introduce him as my boyfriend, Hunter, and then, you know, it goes from there. But there's actually a connection between the aforementioned boyfriend and our guest today.
Oh.
Yes, who he starred as David in If Then last spring at his college. So I saw 4 consecutive performances of If Then.
Oh, girl.
Which was, you know, you learn more with each viewing. It's one of those kind
yes.
of shows. And today's guest is one of the only people to play that character, Elizabeth, professionally. And let's bring her in.
I'm gagged.
Want to bring her in?
Yes, Dylan, go on.
All right, so our guest today holds the distinction of being the longest-running Elphaba in Wicked on Broadway, having also played the role on both the first and, yes, you know, the second national tours of Wicked.
She did both, honey.
She did. She is one of the most beloved and adored Green Girls in the sisterhood. It must be noted that, as I just mentioned, she also was one of the only people to play the iconic Elizabeth in If Then, having stood by for Ms. Menzel before playing the role full-time on the show's national tour.
Which we saw. Oh my God. Wait, yes.
Yes. Anyway. And it must be noted that our guest then returned to the Broadway production of Wicked in 2017, 4.5 years after the last time she did it. That's longevity in this business. You've seen her in The Tribe of Hair on Broadway,
oh my God.
Rock of Ages, and in many, many other roles, including as Rizzo in Grease, Linda in The Wedding Singer, and so much more. Please welcome to Drama, Jackie Burns.
Yay!
What a lovely send-in, or whatever you call it.
Yes.
I don't even know what that word is, but Google it.
Yeah.
A little intro moment.
Yeah.
If you want to hold the microphone closer,
would that
just
feel
to make
better?
Sure. Yeah, because I just don't want you to.
I love a microphone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at her. She's comfortable on the mic.
Wait, Jackie, I'm so happy to have you.
Thank you. I've learned so much about you guys just listening.
Oh, yes.
It's so fun.
Oh,
I want to go home to Ohio. Where in Ohio?
Yeah, Cleveland.
I love Cleveland.
Yeah, yes,
okay.
You were there for
If Then.
Okay, funny story. Missouri. Yes, I was there for If Then, and I was there for Wicked.
Oh, wow.
I was in Columbus, Ohio.
Okay.
But this is so random. This was like 10 years ago. it was like my second city, and I still can't believe this happened. And randomly, this news show, and news, whatever, came and wanted me to be their weather girl. And wanted me, so I, on my day off, traveled up to Cleveland, which is not close to Columbus.
No, it's like 2 hours.
Yeah, it was quite a jaunt. Mm-hmm. And I had an audition, a test to be a Cleveland weather girl.
Fun. Oh my God. What? Do you know which state? You may not remember
I,
what
of course not. I mean, this is 10 years ago.
I hope it wasn't 19 Action News. Anyways.
Maybe. Who knows? I didn't get it.
What?
Oh my God. I know. Thank God.
Wait.
You know, but could you imagine me giving the weather?
It would have been fun.
And there's a gusty wind. I don't even.
I mean, it would have been like a green.
Did you? Thank you so much.
If you would have been doing like a green screen as Elphaba, you would have just been invisible.
I would have been. Mm-hmm. We learned that. So when we shot the Wicked commercial, mm-hmm. that was the big debate is that, you know, normally you do it in front of a green screen,
yeah.
right? And there was a whole thing where I had to do everything in front of a green screen, right? For like a day.
Yeah.
But they couldn't do that. So they had to do it in front of a blue screen. And but they didn't figure that out for like a hot second.
Oh,
they
no.
were like in there, I guess, having like meetings. And then
yeah.
somebody, I think it was my makeup artist, Craig, who on Broadway, who was
Shout
like,
Craig.
You, Craig, he's amazing, was like, you do know she's green. So like a green screen probably won't work. You need a different. And
oh,
they were like,
oh.
ding, you know, like, yeah. ding, 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 light bulb.
You've just seen like floating eyes.
Could you imagine? That would have been so cool.
Fun. It would have been fun.
All right.
Oh my God, how fun. We went to college in Columbus.
Oh my mm-hmm. God. That was one of my favorite tourist stops. It was I think it was my second city or third city, and I loved it. I was there in the summer, and our hotel
yes.
was right next to the theater, and we
yes.
got these little bikes that they gave
yep,
us.
The
and
city
we,
bikes.
Yes, yep. and mm-hmm. we just like rode to the farmer's market, and like.
It is like one of the cutest
towns. It was so
towns.
Cute.
Yeah.
I'm jealous
I
of
I did
your
some
experience.
Antique shopping.
I'm sure you went into the Short North, which is like their arts district.
Yes, that's where I got this mm-hmm. really, really cute hutch that I still have at my apartment.
Wow.
I'm obsessed.
You know, one of
it.
Our best friends from college, John, his aunt owns an antique store in the Short North, and I wonder if it was the same.
I bet it was.
It probably was.
That would be so crazy.
I know. How fun. What
walking down,
place.
It's on the left-hand side. How do I remember okay. that?
Down towards
ago?
Downtown?
I can't remember. Okay. I just remember I was walking that way.
That's so
well,
fun.
It could have been on the left either way.
Yeah, that's true, I know.
That's great.
In
I love
my mind,
it. I love
though,
it.
It's clearly
that's
the left
fun.
In my mind of the left that
I love that you have been, you're like, you know, you've been around the country, so you have these
yes.
connections to different places.
So cool.
I'm sure that, like, people will come up to you and be like, oh, I saw you in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Or I love it.
It's
oh
so
God.
Fun. It's funny, though, like, I've been on a tour now twice, right? I went with Wicked for a year, and then I was on tour with If Then for 7 months, mm-hmm. and then I went back to the Wicked tour to do the LA sit down, so
right.
I didn't really get to do
oh.
tour, really. I just mm-hmm. kind of sat down in LA for 2 months, which was last winter, which
yes.
was lovely.
With Carol Lindsay.
With Carol, my Carol Lindsay, who just had a baby.
She did.
Oh, God, yes.
Was it a boy?
Yes,
yeah,
it was
okay.
a boy. I was like, wait, should I say anything? No, it's been on the gram.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm cleared. I'm cleared. You never know. I keep your mouth shut first. I love my Carol Lindsay. But yes, we were there for the summer. But the two times I did actual tours, they basically were the same route where I did Toronto, Boston,
okay.
kind of like the East Coast.
Sure.
So I never really got to do much West Coast.
Ugh.
So it was fun to go do the tour of in mm-hmm. you know, tour in Wicked this last time and sit down in San Diego and LA because I've never really spent any time on the West Coast.
I know,
yeah,
we haven't either. It's fun.
I know.
Time,
oh, it's
though.
Really
We went
nice.
To LA for the first time this year.
And how did you like
Loved
it?
Loved it. People
when
said
did
you're
you go?
Either
April.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, you're either a New York person or an LA person.
It's true.
But,
I don't agree
yeah,
with that. People,
I don't know.
Everybody
yeah.
has been like, Jackie, you're going to go to LA. You're going to hate it. You know, all New Yorkers hate
yeah.
LA people. Like,
right.
I like it both ways.
Me too.
I'm
yeah,
like,
she's
is
verse.
That wrong? I'm super verse, y'all.
Yes.
I like everything,
that's
okay?
Fun.
That's fine.
So
I loved it. I was like glowing,
yes.
walking on sunshine.
So
like, it was like the opening scene to Legally Blonde, the film.
Absolutely.
Like, it was really that.
The film.
Let's
yeah.
be serious.
Yeah. Yep.
Yes. I mean,
yeah.
we love the musical too.
Absolutely.
But
it's a different vibe.
Different.
Yeah.
Yes,
very
I get
much
it.
So.
LA is fun.
Wait, so how old were you when you, or how many years ago did you first play Elphaba?
It was like, who can do math? 10 years ago? 11 years ago?
Okay, wow.
10 or 11 years ago.
So do you still love her?
Of course. How could you not love the Green Girl?
Amazing.
There's a reason why that show's been going on for almost 16 years.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, who can't? I don't think there's one person out there that has not felt, I don't care if you're Kylie Jenner or
mm-hmm.
Kim Kardashian, like that you have not felt like an outsider.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how glorious your life is or
right.
how unglorious your life is. You have a moment of feeling, you know, odd or different or not accepted. And so it's so universal.
Yes. I love that about Wicked. And even though Elphaba is like the main outsider, mm-hmm. they all have, every character has that,
yes.
that little something about them that makes them feel like an other.
Yes,
you know?
Absolutely.
It's really beautiful.
Yeah, you look at Fjord and you're like, oh, you've got everything going. But he doesn't feel like himself in his mm-hmm. own skin,
yes.
right? And
yeah.
it's like, until he meets her, does he finally feel like himself, right?
Yeah.
And any other human would look at him and be like, oh, you're like this handsome Ashley Parker Angel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, we had to segue into it, baby.
Yeah, so there's so many people that you've obviously played the role opposite, but
yes.
one of my first, like, gay awakening moments was seeing Ashley Parker Angel, mm. not from O-Town, mm. but he was our Link Larkin in Hairspray on Broadway.
Oh! Mm-hmm, yes,
which was
yes,
the second
yes.
Broadway show we ever saw, and meeting him at the stage door, and he had his aviator sunglasses on.
Of course he did. Was it nighttime, though? Probably.
I think it was. Yeah.
That
it
feels
was.
Right. That
and
feels very on brand for Mr. APA.
He was so nice, and we loved him so much that, like, the next summer we came back to the city, we didn't see Hairspray, but he was back in the show.
Yeah.
And I bought a t-shirt from his website, and I had him sign it.
Yeah.
And I still have it hanging up in my childhood bedroom.
That feels right.
It says, to Dylan, and then it just says, APA.
Oh, my God.
I love that it says APA. So yeah. I've been calling him APA since I met him, because I just thought it was funny. I didn't know he actually... I thought I was a genius and made that up. Clearly
so
not.
So was he...
Your impact.
Was he on tour with you first? Or?
No, okay. We just did it on Broadway together.
How
so
fun.
There was five of us new. It was a new Glinda, Elphaba, Fiero, Bach, and Nessa. Oh, no, there were six of us and Madame Morrible.
Oh, wow.
We all went into the show... together, so it was really, really fun getting do that together. And then Ashley and I left at the exact same time. We both did a year, so we had to leave together and have our final performance together.
That's fun.
And he lives in LA, so I get to see him in LA, which is great.
Yes.
We just sang at a bat mitzvah together.
Oh my gosh!
What was the theme of the bat mitzvah?
I'm gonna give you one guess.
Broadway.
No.
Wicked.
It was Wicked.
Wait, well,
I was close.
Yeah.
You're doing the bat mitzvah circuit in LA with Wicked. Elphaba's with you.
It's the first one I've ever done.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, I mean, it's not the first bat mitzvah. Mm-hmm. I've done one other bat mitzvah, a Wicked themed bat mitzvah with my first Glinda, Shonda Lee Schwartz.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Like, 7 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've done two in my career.
That's fun.
They're lovely.
It makes that kid's life, I'm sure.
Oh my God, it's so fun.
You know?
It was, but this one was absolutely insane. She had the full Wicked Witch 2 dress made for her, so it was amazing gorgeous.
Right.
And she actually had the Shiz costume as well. I mean, it was like...
Did she do costume changes throughout the
event?
Yeah,
they basically did all of Wicked.
Oh my goodness. So
I got to watch. Wicked. Me and Ashley got to sit there and like, it was like being swung out of the show.
Have you ever seen Wicked?
Yes, Wicked was, so when I first moved to New York out of college, Wicked, I saw it in previews. And
oh,
I
wow.
saw it when Taye Diggs was in it.
Oh my God.
Because, you know, Taye Diggs was in it for a hot second when Norbert hurt his toe or
that's
something.
Right.
I don't know what happened.
I remember hearing
but
about
he
that.
Hurt himself.
Mm-hmm.
And I was leaving for, my first job was Tokyo Disney in Japan.
Yes.
And my parents came in, I'm from Connecticut, came into the city to take me out to dinner and to see a show and then bring me to the airport because I had never been out of the country before.
Yeah.
And we saw Wicked, and we got house seats. They were amazing. We were sitting next to the actor that, do you remember Smallville?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah was
Tom
it
Welling?
Tom Welling? Was he?
The lead guy?
Yeah.
Tom Welling.
Yeah.
He was hot.
So hot.
And he was probably like, Smallville was still running, like it was probably early.
Oh no, he was
time.
Like fancy.
Yeah, it was like, that was it.
It ran for 10 seasons.
Yeah, no, I was sitting next to him and I was like,
wait, you know that
so
other
cute.
Girl in Smallville?
Yeah.
She, like, was arrested for, like, helping with a cult.
She's, like, a cult leader.
Wait,
she's
what? Like, the pretty brunette girl?
She's a blonde.
Oh, no, I don't think I never watched the show. I just remember being,
I remember
like,
commercials
oh,
for it. That's like how I would watch it.
I know,
it.
Me too.
See the commercials
wait,
and be like, oh.
Stop, she was running a cult.
I know, I'll give you all the info on it.
You guys, let's all Google it. Everybody,
know,
break the internet.
We need, like, a Leah Remini-style documentary about it.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Kind of scary. And
wait, anyway, we'll move on.
Good vibes to any survivors of that cult.
Oh,
well, yeah. Well,
scary.
You know. So you saw it in previews.
Yes, okay, so I saw it in previews, and at intermission, I was blown away. I looked to my mom, and I was like, I'm going to play this part someday.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, yeah, I was like, this is insane. So then, you know, 8 years later, to be on Broadway in that same dressing room was just so surreal and crazy to see your dream manifest into reality, you know? And
how special. Do you remember your audition for Wicked?
Of course I do.
Yeah?
Yes, it was actually really funny because I was doing Smokey Joe's at Paper Mill Playhouse.
So
I went in on a Tuesday, and then Andrew Reynolds, you guys might know him, he's a little famous. And he had been in for Fierro a bunch, so he knew the cup scene. And this was my first time, I didn't know it. So he coached me on that, helped me. He was like, "Oh, I know what's happening." I was like, "What's happening?" Because I hadn't seen the show since I saw it, 8 years earlier. So, I didn't know the mute, So he helped me with that. And then I went back in on Thursday and had a coaching session with Lisa, who is the assistant director.
Okay.
And maybe swore a few times, in my true Jackie Potty Mouth self.
I love it.
Because I made a few mistakes, but she thought it was endearing, which
I
enjoyed.
I love that.
And then on Monday, I went in for my final callback with everybody, which is not intimidating
at all. Did they have you do all the Elphaba songs?
They have you do Define Gravity from the
Then
they have you do Wizard and I from Unlimited to the end, and then they have you do the cup scene, with Fierro, and then they have you do Fallen House, which is when you come in and
you
guys
Glinda.
Know. Do you guys know what these scenes are? Know them from that's the lingo that we're rehearsing Fallen House. And I know.
I think that because we are still Big Wicked fans, we were especially, I think that was always called the fight scene.
Fight scene, Fallen House, whatever. We did the fight scene, and then you also sing I'm Not That Girl, but not all of it, just to see, just a little bit of it.
Fun.
Clearly, I could never sing the last note.
It's too
low for me.
Did you?
I always opted up.
Yeah.
It was funny though because I tried really hard when I first took over, when I first started on the tour, and Stephen Remus, who's the musical supervisor, came in Boston, which was I think my third city, and I was doing the low note for the first three cities. Came backstage after the show and said, "Hey, baby, you don't have to do that."
Oh.
And I was like, "No, I can do it." He was like, "Just go up. Just go up." And I was like, "Really?" And he was like, as you can hear, that's where my voice lives. He was like, "Yeah." He was like, "Steven doesn't care if you take, Schwartz doesn't care if you take it up or down. Yeah. It's whatever is better for the girl's voice, you know?" And I was like, "Okay." And he was like, "And for you, you're better up there." And I was like, "Okay." But, my ego was like, "I can do it."
Right.
But it would be really funny because most girls, freak out about, some higher notes. But I'm Not That Girl is their, cigarette break. Where they're who cares, right?
I'm Not That Girl.
Opposite me. I'm like, "No, good deed. Yeah, here we go." Mm-hmm. But I'm Not That Girl, I'd be like, "Oh God, here comes that note."
Yeah.
Oh God.
Oh my God, that's
I can't hit it. And if you're even a little bit nervous, then you really can't hit a low note because you have to be so relaxed to hit those low notes.
Oh yeah.
I can hit them now. But
so did you eventually go back to doing
Then I actually really liked the higher note. It felt better to me, just story-wise.
Yeah.
Just for me, as the way I played it. But I've seen it, other girls play it, and I love it. But they've made sense of it in a way that I didn't make sense of it. So I think it just is how you specifically feel,
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool to hear.
But I did feel like, I was like, oh, your badge of honor is taken. I was like, "Girl, just go up."
Girl, you've got the big notes, honey.
Yeah, but those notes, I was like, "Ooh." Yeah.
Let me tell you, you are a belting queen.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
I don't know how you have done, two huge belting roles. I mean, many others, too. But, Elizabeth in If Then and then Elphaba. Every song is huge.
They are, right? Well,
but
how fun.
So fun.
There's nothing more fun, though. I was saying this the other day to my friend, there's nothing more fun for yourself than being able to get through 8 shows a week of these monster shows, right? Mm-hmm. And just having that pride for yourself, I love that challenge. I love being able to be like, yeah, I did that 8 times a week every week.
Yeah.
And that feels so, so great. And I'm a little cuckoo and make challenges for myself. So when I went on the If Then tour, I was like, I had 208 performances and I was like, I'm not going to miss a show. I'm not going to miss one show, which, spoiler alert, I took one show off.
Okay.
So I did 207 because we were in my understudy's hometown of Kansas City.
There you go.
And I said, I should probably give her a show so her whole family can come.
Nice.
Right?
That's amazing.
Who was your understudy, Angela?
Janine DeVita.
Oh my gosh.
She's amazing. It worked out really well in that respect. But nobody gives you a cookie if you do all of your shows.
No one knows.
No one knows.
Well,
no one knows
but
you.
On the record.
For me, it makes me feel better. I'm like, I did that. that. You know, I love setting goals for myself so that it's like, and it's you get such a sense of pride.
Oh, yeah.
Even if it, nobody else cares. If you're, nobody else is going to care if you're consistent and sing the show great 8 times a week, but you don't do it for anybody else but for yourself, right?
Yes.
So,
yes.
Like, that's what I think I love so much about Broadway is constantly showing up and, like, giving 120% to this audience that is paying all this money to see these magical shows and be transported, and being a part of that is so humbling and amazing and awesome, you know?
Where does that come from
for
you? Like, where have you always had that, like, drive within you?
Yes. I mean, my father is so, like, I love, my mom and dad are, like, my mom is a workaholic. She's so great. Like, was pregnant and was, like, with me and working 3 jobs to make ends meet. You know what I mean? Like, just, like, so. And then my dad is such a, like, you know, I'm such a tomboy, like, playing basketball and, like, sprain your ankle. And it's like, walk it off. Fine. It's like, yeah, I'm fine. It's fine. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, you're sick? Too bad. Like, very, like, old school Broadway.
Yes.
The fact that it's like, you know, the show goes on.
And
you broke your leg. Yeah, throwing. Oh, God, I've had those.
Really?
Yes. And if then on tour, I had food poisoning and I felt really bad for my poor co-star who had to kiss me, but I came in and would finish the song and run off and come back on, and you know, but, and like, it's the magic of, like, nobody knowing that it's like so lovely, right?
Yeah.
You can, like, get through it and, like, be the badass for yourself, be the hero in your own story. And it's not just theater, like, in everything, like, showing up to your 9-to-5 job and, like, giving it everything you have and being the hero of your, I think, is just so, there's nothing more amazing than great work ethic. I find that so sexy and so inspiring, you know?
I'm with you.
Isn't it? It's just like,
it's a good way to live your life.
When you see somebody who just, like, works so hard and cares so much, whether it's, like, doesn't matter where you fall on the spectrum, you know, of, like, whatever job you do, it's sexy and amazing and inspiring.
It is. Because oftentimes people aren't going to give you that cookie, like you said. Like,
no!
You really have to be your own.
Yes.
You have to do it for yourself.
Yeah,
you have to be the best version of yourself every day.
Yeah, and sometimes it's hard and it sucks.
It's so hard.
Yeah, but, like, you still, like, are living your dream. Especially for me, like, you think about it, it's like, how many jobs do you get? Like, when I go to a Broadway show, and if sometimes, like, you can tell when somebody's not really loving it, but you have to think to yourself, how many other places do people get up and stand and clap for you and, like, want to take your picture and, like, watch your autograph and tell you how much they love you and, like, that you helped them whatever in whatever way, like, they were having a bad day or they're having a great day and now it's even better, or you know, I mean, like, that's so flipping magical.
It really is,
right? You know, it's just, it's pretty awesome.
It is so cool that you are so inspired by the work that you're doing. It's like, there's that Morgan Freeman quote, I believe it is, where he says, if you love your job, you're never working a day in your life.
It's totally true.
Yeah, that is, like, that's so cool and a great way to live your life. And you've been on Broadway many times and you still have this energy and you're not jaded at all. It's like,
no,
really,
I mean, listen, I'm
so
jaded.
Cool.
Let me tell you, right? Who is jaded? There are many roles I'd love to play that I don't get to play. You know what I mean? But I do love working and I miss it. Like, I love the 8-show-a-week grind.
Yeah.
I love the one day. I mean, like, of course, any actor, it's like, how do you get an actor to complain? Give them a job. How do you get an actor to complain? Don't give them a job.
Oh,
like,
my
we're
God,
gonna
that's
complain
funny.
No matter
that's
what,
funny.
Because we're actors.
Yeah.
I'm not working. I hate my life. Oh, I'm working it so hard.
Yeah. That's
hilarious.
It's true. It's funny because it's true.
Yeah.
We forgot to ask a very important question on.
Yes.
Are you well?
Am I well? I am well. I'm not sick.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Things are going well. Because you're LA-based now?
Yeah, I'm kind of back. I really have always wanted to be bi-coastal.
Okay.
Because, quite frankly, I hate this cold weather.
Even
though I'm from Connecticut. Yeah, it's cold. It's rainy. I don't like it when the sun's only out for a few hours a day. I need my vitamin D.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I've always wanted to be able to do both coasts and just kind of be wherever the work is.
Right.
So if there's work for me in LA, great, I'll stay in LA. And if there's work for me here in New York, great, I'll stay in New York. So I came back to New York to do a few readings and stuff, which was super fun. And now it's everybody shuts down for holiday break, which is so great. So I get to be here on the East Coast with my family. And that's something that you don't normally get to do when you're doing it 8 shows a week. It's like, get to go home. It's usually like a mad dash of like going home in the morning, opening some presents, and running back because you have a show that night or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So I get to go home for the week.
Oh, that's so
nice. And I was home for Thanksgiving for the first time in 5 years, you know. And because last Thanksgiving and last Christmas, I was in L.A. with my kid. And then the year before that, I was doing working on Broadway during Thanksgiving and Christmas. And the holiday schedule is 14 shows.
Right, so they add shows.
Yeah, it's crazy. So you're, like, too tired to then get on a train and go. It's kind of been nice to be able to chill. But I still love to work, so bring it on.
She's free, y'all.
Who knows what 2020 will bring?
That's right.
Thanks. Okay, so I've got to ask a question.
Yes.
So, in the musical Fun Home, there's a scene and song called Ring of Keys in which young Allison finds the purest form of identification in laying her eyes on a strong lesbian walking into a luncheonette.
Sexy.
Oh, yes. Now, when it comes to being in the entertainment industry or loving pop culture, just... you know, wanting to soak it all up, and specifically, I suppose, in the theater. Did you have that moment of identification where you're like, oh, yes, that's something that I want every day, honey?
Well, yes, there have been many, many, many of those times, but I thought, when I thought about this, something that people don't know about me and was a really, I think, really cool for my parents and for me is that I've always loved musical theater and I've always loved performing. And I started dancing when I was 3 and singing since I could, you know, speak. And I used to love watching Shirley Temple movies. It was my favorite thing growing up, and was obsessed with Bernadette Peters, all that kind of stuff. But so my parents brought me to the Bushnell, which is the theater in Connecticut that all, like, the tours and stuff come through, when I was young. I think I was 8 years old, and they thought this would be the best present ever because their daughter is obsessed with theater and musicals and dance and drama. And I cried and hated it the entire time.
Oh, my God.
And my mother was like, there's something wrong. Like, there's something that must have happened, and brought me to the doctors. And they brought me to the eye doctor. And I am blind as a bat. I cannot see an inch in front of my face and beyond. Mm-hmm. And it was because I couldn't see anything. My parents found out that I needed glasses and that I was severely blind. Like, I really cannot see anything without my glasses or contacts because of the theater.
I have chills.
Isn't that kind of crazy? God.
That is, like, nobody so really knows it about me. That's magic. Oh, my goodness.
And then they brought me another show with my glasses, and I was like, eyes agape, mouth open, like, best thing happened.
Do you know what the show was?
I don't remember. Isn't that horrible?
That's okay. I should remember. It's the magic of theater as a concept.
Yeah.
Yes, we can let it be that.
Yeah, it's just
because that's so special. Crazy? Oh, my goodness. So
that's amazing.
That was my, I think, most important. I think it's funny that that happened at the theater.
Yeah.
And then, going way ahead, Hair then was your Broadway debut.
It was my Broadway debut.
And did you do it at the Delacorte as well?
I did. That was so flipping magical.
Oh, my God.
To do that show outside in that open air setting was, I think, one of the most thrilling times of my life.
I can imagine.
Yeah. It was also, like, a very cool time in the fact that I was doing... Hair during the day, and then rehearsing Rock of Ages. I mean, sorry, Hair at night, and then rehearsing Rock of Ages during the day, and that was like very, very cool.
These rock shows.
Yeah, it was very, very cool. And then for both of them to go to Broadway the same season and get 2 Broadway offers in 1 week, which, like, never happens.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it was very cool to be like, oh, would you like to go with Hair or go to Rock of Ages? And I was like, this is so cool. I mean, that doesn't happen all the time.
What, like, led to that ultimate decision then for you?
Well, with Rock of Ages, I swung it, and I can dance, but not a real dancer. So I really didn't have any business being one of those 3 strippers.
I know the role that you're thinking of.
You know, the best that I could, but I feel there was many other women who were much better suited for that role. And with Hair, I was on stage in a role that was much more tailored. You know, it was. We made ourselves, so...
And you sang in Black Boys,
I sang in the Black Boys Trio.
Album.
Yes!
That whole album is just... Oh,
it was so fun. It really was such a magical time. It was so fun, and... Yeah, I look back at it, and I'm like, wow, that was... You know, you don't know when you're in it how amazing it is. You're like, this is amazing!
Yeah.
And then you get some perspective, and you're like, wow, that really was absolutely, like... dreams come true.
And it was in, like, a political time too, and I know that Gavin was, like, leading, like, the equality movement.
Yes,
and
that's right.
You guys like marched on Washington, right?
Yeah, it was pretty epic.
That's so cool. I remember we were living in Ohio at the time, and I remember reading about this infamous, or maybe not fame, I don't know, this story about you guys, and you don't have to confirm or deny this.
Okay.
This is drama.
Okay, drama.
Oh, you guys all, like, you stayed overnight in the theater. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the timeline is on this, but you just, like, shut yourselves in, did some, like, bonding, mm-hmm. did some everything.
Yeah.
And really, like, came together as a cast.
Yeah.
This is all true.
It's very true.
Was this before the show opened?
This is when we were doing it on Broadway, not in the Delacorte.
Okay.
And we had our a be-in, you know,
mm-hmm.
like how we do. And we stayed at the theater and we painted our dressing rooms and we sat in a circle and talked about what we loved about each other. And it was flipping magical.
That's true.
So
trial.
Cool. Yeah, it was so cool.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it was very cool.
And then you also covered Sheila.
I did,
and what was the other? Was it Jeannie?
Yes, but not really.
Okay.
That was a, like, hey, girl, the stage manager being like, hey, girl, if need be,
sure,
if all hell broke loose,
yeah,
could you cover this? I was like, yeah, but that was, like, I was never going to go on. To be honest, I don't think I knew.
That's so funny.
Casey Sheik was never gonna miss because she's amazing. Talk about work ethic.
Oh, she's cool.
And if she did, she already had a cover who was amazing, Megan Ranking. So I was if catastrophically, like, mm-hmm. the earth, you know, plummeted, could you do it? It's like, yeah, sure.
So, like,
AKA, I'll take that extra $30.
Right.
That's right.
And that's basically what Jen Colella did in If Then for the role of Elizabeth.
Yes.
And there was one time where she actually had to go on, right?
Yeah, my husband at the time got hip replacement surgery in North Carolina, so I had a personal day to go with him to go get his hip surgery. And Adina called out so that Jen could go on because, you know, she worked so hard running the show and rehearsing it that it's only fair. So it worked out that I wasn't there.
Yeah.
And that's she could
crazy.
Go. Yeah.
A moment in time.
Yeah.
So when you look back on If Then on Broadway versus on tour, like, what do you think about, like, what do you remember most about that experience?
It was a really, really great experience for me growth-wise because it was the height of Adina's career.
Right.
She still is, but she just exploded and she was everywhere. Let it go. You couldn't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. She was singing in the Oscars and the halftime, Super Bowl. And it was out of control. And, you know, it was her return to Broadway.
Right.
So everybody was coming to see her in the show. Nobody's coming to see me, obviously. So no, it was really, really great because I was used to being in Wicked where people are coming to see Wicked, right? And doesn't really matter everybody has their favorite witches, but, you know, like, for the most part, people come in to see the show, right?
Absolutely.
That's a good point.
Yeah, mm-hmm. where with If Then was tailored for Adina's, she hadn't been on Broadway in 10 years, it was her comeback, it was name above title, and they wrote the show for her, and people were coming to see her in the show, as they should. And so to stand by for her and have the feeling of the audience, you know, it can be a hostile feeling, which I understand completely. You're coming to see your favorite star and it's so disappointing to not see them.
Sure.
So to have to battle against that and not take it personally and service the show and tell the story was really good for me because it just makes you a better performer and it gives you tougher skin, and it's so rewarding by, like, how it would usually be around What the Fuck. There's a song called What the Fuck.
Oh, yes.
That I would win the audience over and they'd be on the journey with me, and it was so nice to be like, okay, great, now we can all, like, go together on this magical journey and tell this story, and hopefully you enjoy the show. And then it was super rewarding, you know, going out and people being like, oh, I was so mad when I saw that you were on, but you did really well. So it was like, always like such a backhanded compliment, understandable. And I'd be like, okay, it's so nice that still enjoyed the show. Cause that's my job is to make sure that, like, you're still going to have a good time. You're going out to the theater. You spent all this money and time and effort and, you know, cause it's not easy getting there and all that, and that you still had fun.
Right.
You know?
And then what a change, I suppose, on tour, where people knew they weren't going to see Adina.
Yes, they did, but yet still somehow people would still say nasty, mean things.
Oh,
like,
my God.
I just thought I was seeing Adina, and why are you here? And it's like, well, she's no longer in the show, and I've been in the show now for 5 months. So
yeah.
I don't know where you read that. But, it was really fun to get to make it my own and to, you know, go through a whole rehearsal process.
Mm-hmm.
That was something that was really hard on Broadway, is that I didn't have a rehearsal process. You know, as a standby, you're not rehearsing.
Oh,
you're sitting in the corner watching and writing everything down. So I would just you rehearse yourself, mm-hmm. you know, and that's really hard to not really ever, you don't get to get up and play with the other actors.
Right.
And you're just watching me like, okay, now as she stands on eight when she says this, and then she leaves stage left, and then I put on this sweater,
glasses.
And then I put on this glass, and I take off these glasses without actually getting to get up and do it.
Oh, God,
it's such a flipping hard, hard job.
Yeah.
So hard. And so, and just like hope that you have the idea of what is the show. Because you don't get to work with the director where he's like, you know, this is what I want here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? The way you do when you're in the first cast. So when going into the tour, we had an entire four-week rehearsal with Michael Greif, who I love so much.
Yeah.
And got to find my Elizabeth, which was really great. Like, he was like, you know, and Adina used to do this, but like, if you don't want to do that, what feels good to you? And I was like, which not a lot of people and directors will do. So it was so nice for
That's
him to
lovely.
Give me the freedom to be like, yes, let me find this character on my own. And it was really, really great.
And you were fantastic.
Thank you. I really,
oh
that
my
role
God.
Was near and I really, really loved playing that role. I know it was not, it was a hit or miss with audiences. Either people really loved it or really disliked it. But as an actor, there's nothing more rewarding than that role for me.
Yeah, I mean, you were playing like two,
just
in a way three at times.
Yeah, it's just crazy, and you get to go through every emotion a human feels, and it just,
do you think that people didn't like it because they had to think?
I mean, I do think that nowadays that we because of the world we live in and the instant gratification and the fact that we don't ever, we're never without our phones. When do we ever just sit in a coffee shop and just sit in a coffee shop? We have to be armed with our phone, looking at it, scrolling through Instagram, looking on the internet, you know, and we've almost desensitized ourselves and sadly dumbed ourselves down to, because we can find anything out so easily, mm-hmm. that when we do have to think about something, when something isn't presented in a way that's just easily spoon-fed, I do think it's harder.
Yeah,
that's just not the world that we live in anymore.
That's so interesting. People will say that. They'll be like, I tried to get into Game of Thrones, but I was on my phone the whole time looking up who all the characters were.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I totally get what you mean. I know. I had to go on. I had to do something today for work, and I went on a walk, and I made the decision to not put my headphones in, to not listen to music or a podcast or anything. I was like, I'm just going to walk and think and process my thoughts.
Isn't that amazing?
It was 10 minutes well spent.
Like, but it's
truly,
hard,
it
isn't
hard.
It? I constantly have to leave my phone so that, like, today at work, you know, when I went down to work out, I was like, do not bring your phone. For this 45 minutes on this elliptical, you cannot look at your phone or check your email and make sure. It's like, you're constantly refreshing me. Like, who am I important? Is somebody texting me? Is somebody emailing me? Or, like, did somebody DM me? Or, like my... Because, like, we're just, like, constantly needing that nowadays.
Yeah.
Did you see that Black Mirror episode where it's, like, it's kind of scary and sad. That could be the future of, like, where you're all rated. So, like, you get treated by what you're rated, and people, like, your interactions, like, if we had a good interaction, maybe I'll give you 5 stars, but if I didn't, maybe you give me 4 stars.
Is that the one where you had to be with your phone?
Yeah.
The Bandersnatch
there,
one?
No.
Is that what it's called?
What is it called? I forget.
It's the one with Miley? Like, was Miley?
No.
Okay.
It was with, Howard?
Bryce Dallas Howard.
Thank you. She's
amazing. I heard
about
this episode,
it was
actually
really scary, and I was like, oh, because we, and, you know, people be like, oh, don't talk to him, he's only has a 3.2 rating.
Oh.
Or, you know, it's like, oh, we only serve 4.5 and above here. It's like, yeeks.
Are
that's
we
also, what about, like, yeah, I'm like, no, can't. Let's all love everybody.
But honestly, it's not too far off than how we do it. It's like, oh, I will follow them on Instagram or I won't. Or
yes.
I will like their picture, I won't. Like,
yes.
You know, I think that's pretty intelligent. Intelligently written.
It's
television.
Really smart, and I get in trouble with my friends because I never like people's photos because I don't think about it, because I'm like, oh, that's pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's pretty. And I keep going and keep and they're like, why don't you like my photos? I'm like, I loved it.
Yeah.
They're like, well, why didn't you heart it? Or they'll be like, oh my God, your photo was so cute, I loved it. And people will be like, well, then why didn't you heart it? And I'm like, oh, I don't know.
And people
you're so
do
funny.
Notice.
They
I'm
do,
guilty.
And
I'm
just,
guilty of it too. Sometimes.
And I forget because I'm just like, oh, that's so cute. And then, or I get in trouble because I never Instagram enough because I'm like genuinely wanting to be present with the people that I'm with. And I haven't learned the way to be present and Instagram at the same time. That's not a skill set I have yet.
It's multitasking.
It's really hard. It's really, really hard.
And that's part of why we wanted to do this podcast, was just to have conversations that don't feel filtered.
Isn't that so nice? You know?
And so it's been really fun so far. And thanks for doing this.
Oh yeah, that's been so much fun.
I know we're kind of running out of time, so I did want to ask one question about it then. What was your favorite song to sing each night?
Oh my God, that's a good question.
I'm very partial to You Learn to Live Without.
I do love that song.
Because it pays off in the end.
It really does. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think I would have to say, I Love You, I Hate You.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
I just love that song. I mean, like, that just kills
so
you.
Good. Oh.
But I mean, as an audience perspective, I see I Learned to Live Without, of course.
And Always Starting Over.
Always Starting Over. That was not my favorite. I think my favorite is What the Fuck, I Love You, I Hate You, and then I Learned to Live Without.
Yeah.
And then Always Starting Over.
I was obsessed with it then.
I know, we were hooked.
You really? I love it. So you understood it.
I don't think I did fully until I got the album afterwards, and then it was like, because we saw it, and then I was like, a lot at once, and you have to really be watching.
Yeah.
But then, like, listening to it over and over again. And then last spring, when I saw my boyfriend's production, sitting in different places each night and seeing it over and over again, like, the lyrics are so smart. And it is just, it's in the show, like, the message of a decision can lead to some, like, oh, it is so powerful. Have you ever had an if-then moment in life that you feel like it? Oh, what if I would have chosen this instead or chosen that?
Ooh.
Oh, there have been so many if-then moments. And when I was an if-then, we had to talk about our if-then moment.
Okay.
And it's really funny. One, like, that is stands out the most is that my ex-husband and I met because of an if-then moment.
Oh.
When I was doing hair in the park, he was doing Guys and Dolls at City Center Encores.
Okay.
And Anna Gasteyer was supposed to play the reporter and broke her big toe right before rehearsal started. Oh. And Megan Lawrence, who was the mom in Hair and the Dalai Lama, came in, stepped in, and replaced her. So she was doing double duty.
Oh,
replaced Anna Gasteyer, was doing Damn Yankees, and then came and did Hair. And if you know about the Delacorte, you usually have to wait outside to get tickets, unless you know somebody in the cast, and we get a few tickets and you can. So my ex-husband, John, got his tickets through Megan because they were friends from doing that show together, doing, what did I just say, Guys and
Dolls? Or,
Damn Yankees. Did I say Guys and Dolls?
You said both, but
He did Guys and Dolls after that. Sorry, so I got confused by his illustrious resume. So he came and saw me in the show, and was like, ooh, who's that girl? And was like, Megan, give her my number.
Yes.
Ask if she wants to go out with me. And then Megan was like, listen, my friend wants to go out with you. But had Anna Gasteyer not broken her toe and Megan Lawrence not replace her, then I would not have ever met my husband.
How crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Like, those tiny little things.
It gives you chills.
And it's like, Anna Gasteyer has no idea who I am or who my ex-husband is.
Aww.
But yet, she is a reason why I met him.
Yeah.
And also, I've been a catalyst of two people getting married in shows. But one big one is I do a show with concerts with this guy named Rick a lot. And we were in a Jekyll and Hyde. This was 10 years ago. I was his Lucy, and I was for the first day of rehearsal.
Okay.
And then I got another show that paid better. It was a better gig, and I left the show. And the girl who came in replaced me became his wife. They met during the show, and they have two kids, and like Ricky Donnells. Yeah, and it's
That's
crazy.
So cool.
And whenever I see him, I'm like, you're welcome. Unless you guys are not getting along, and then I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, we're great. And I'm like, then you're welcome.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's so funny.
You just set me up.
Isn't that funny? Yeah, like, I'll just like drop out of the show and you like me. Yeah, that'll be great.
Oh, that's too funny.
Yeah, so fun.
Oh, wait, and didn't you tell me you have your current boyfriend? Is that what it is? You met through Wicked?
Yes. Okay. Oh my God.
Yeah,
yes.
Through filming the commercial.
Yes.
Yes. I heard this story recently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
and
so
he
funny.
He emailed me and asked me out, and I was like, "Who emails?"
Oh,
but that's so good. We just talked to Matt Doyle, and he was asked out by his 4-year met him and Max Clayton and been dating for 4 years.
Yeah.
Max asked him out via email too.
That is so funny.
I know.
I like literally was like, wait, what? And the funny thing is I didn't remember him very well. I mean, I remembered him, but there was two of them. There was two guys that were videotaping while we were in the recording booth, recording the vocals for the commercial.
Okay.
And And they were both very, very nice. But as I tell him, so this is, I'm not, you know, dishing too much tea, yeah, is that I'm going to be nice to everybody because I want the best product too, you know? Yeah. I was like, hey, thank you so much for filming me. Also, like, this is my better side. So, like, maybe shoot me from over here. Yes, you know, God. Like, and I'm like, hello, right? Uh-huh. So, like, I was just too busy worrying about not sounding bad and, you know, doing a good job that I didn't, I was like, oh, yeah, they're both cute. They were both cute guys. So I was like, oh, they're cute, nice, you know, whatever. Yeah. So when I got the email, I was like, oh, no, which one was that?
Oh, my God. You show up to your date and you're like, I hope it was you.
I was like, yay, I'm not disappointed.
That is so funny.
Yeah. Oh, wow, I love it. I love it. Oh, my goodness.
We are coming up in the end here. Okay. We like to end on a dose of drama. So this is your chance to end on a dramatic note where we share the drama in our hearts. And this could be anything. It could be, you know, something you're binging on. Netflix, Hulu, HBO Go, Apple TV Plus. It could be a song you can't stop listening to, aka I'm All About Falling by Harry Styles off his new album, which is fabulous.
I gotta listen to it.
Yes, oh my God, it's so good. It could be anything. It could be a show you're going to see. It could be, you know, maybe like actual real drama. We've, you know, we've had people spill that too. So
that's right.
Anyway,
that's good stuff.
If you're feeling dramatic today, share your dose of drama. Dylan, do you want to kick it off for Jackie?
Do you want to go, Jackie?
No, you
okay, I'll go first. Dylan, so, you know, this is the end of the year, and I came in with one dose, but I have a different one instead. I just want to give a shout-out to the staff of Joanne Trattoria, which is the Gaga family restaurant on the Upper West Side. We went there over the weekend, and there were five of us. We all got the bottomless mimosa brunch, which should have been $25 per person, which is a good deal already.
It is.
It is, but it's you have to buy an entree and the $25 for the mimosa. I know.
They only charged one of us for the bottomless.
Why? Yeah,
we saved $100.
We were there for 3 hours and had an amazing time. It was just a great
Gaga.
It was Gaga. It was the power of Joanne.
Mother Monster.
That's right.
As always. Mm-hmm.
And so that. So if anyone is looking for a great brunch in New York, I can't promise you they won't charge
you. They're hanging so bad because like, you charged me for all my mimosa, and I listen to this podcast.
Right. Yes. Go see Taylor.
You'll get some drama. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Oh my God.
Okay. That's mine.
That's good.
What about you, Connor?
That was so fun. I have so many things to say. I mean, I want to talk about the Britney party, but I'll move on and talk about something
else. That did sound so fun. And it was so true. Your friend is so true. So you go to a gay bar and it's like, yes, living so much fun. You go to a straight bar and it's like, everybody's like awkward and doesn't know if they should talk to one another.
Right.
And like, should we dance or should we not?
Yeah. Oh my God.
It's very true. I know. I saw you reacting to that.
She's right. It's true.
Totally
true. But, I did have a chance encounter at the Britney party, but we'll talk about that another time. We'll talk about Jackie Abbott to spill the tea. But anyway, I want to talk about something dramatic related to Wicked, which is, I've heard, a spoiler alert for the show, if you haven't seen Wicked.
Who hasn't?
Which, if you haven't, I mean.
I know. If you haven't, give me a call.
I do love when people haven't seen Wicked. Mm-hmm. Like, yay! That's so cool.
We actually brought friends with us for the first time ever a couple weeks ago.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and they were like, oh my God.
I was like, were you surprised when Bach ended up as the Tin Man? And they were like, oh, like, I kind of saw it coming, but not really. And I was like,
so crazy.
So crazy. Like, but, you know, Elphaba does fly at some point.
She does.
She goes.
Mm. She deserves defies gravity. That chance.
She does.
She does deserve it, girl.
Yeah. She does.
She
now, I've
it.
Heard that you've had some moments where you haven't flown.
Elphaba. Why would you say that? Now I'm getting real drunk.
Give me the drama. Now, I need to know, does the audience react? Like, can you feel it, the energy in the air? Are they expecting a moment?
You know, you're too busy feeling mortified to feel. This is what you have going. I remember the very first time I didn't fly. My music director, Dominic Mendham, who I love so much, you are so close because he's standing at the, you know, at the end of the stage and he's, you know, elevated. So you have to walk to the end of the stage and he's about, you know, like a person length away from you, just laughing at you because you're standing, not flying.
Oh, right.
So it feels awkward. And then everybody comes on stage and has to lay down at your feet.
What?
Oh my God.
Did you not know that? That's plan B. That everybody has to come on and lay down on the floor to make you look bigger.
Glinda too?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, okay.
I think she crouched.
Yeah.
Yeah, so but it's just a funny thing. But the funny thing is that the very first time I did Fly, my parents were at that show, and they'd seen a million of the shows mm-hmm. already, so they, know what it normally looks like. And I was mortified. You always oversing because you're like, oh, God, let me make this better because exactly. I'm just standing mm-hmm. here talking about flying and standing, so let me try to sing better. Yeah. Ultimately, sing worse because you're oversinging, right? And blow out your voice because you're like, ah! And they say that there's different lighting when you don't fly.
Okay.
Oh.
And my parents were like, Jackie, it actually is so cool. It's not, like, the way they do the lighting, it actually still looks kind of like you're flying. And it isn't, like, all is not lost.
That is a relief.
You just, as the actor, feel like a dumbass. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So even though it's not your fault at all. That's the thing.
It's not your fault. Yeah. It's the computer saying that the arms aren't strapped in, so they won't let you fly. Oh, okay. So that you don't die.
Do you know? Like, does it just not clip or something? Or
no, you don't know. You feel somebody poke you on the back while you're being like, it's not her. And being like, plan B. And you're like, she's not. Okay. And you just, like, gotta keep going.
It's not the one you want.
And then you have to unclip yourself while you have a broom in your hand.
Right.
And you're singing, it's me, and you're unclipping yourself, which is this tiny, tiny little, lever in the back that you have to find amongst all the other crap, capes and stuff. So it's not easy.
Stress.
And it's so stressful, and then you, walk forward as you're singing, and it's just... It's pretty mortifying.
Oh my God.
I'm honest.
So it's drama, but honestly, I guess it's cool according to your parents. So
I mean, they say it's still cool. I haven't seen it because I've never been to it.
Yeah.
I was in it.
Right.
But I think it might be cool still. Yeah. So
that's
still Broadway magic.
You did it. You always push through.
You always push through.
Jackie, do you have a dose of drama?
Well, you just, I was going to say something completely different, but then you talked about it could just be like a show you're obsessed with.
Yeah.
And I am obsessed with Morning Show.
I love it.
The Morning Show.
I love the whole cast.
I haven't bought into Apple TV Plus.
It's real good.
Yes, good.
Yeah, it's real good.
Reese and Jennifer.
Jennifer and Steve Carell, and it's just like,
and Billy Crudup.
Oh, he's perfection.
Oh,
Billy Crudup
in
it is a just absolute perfection.
I feel like we don't talk about Billy Crudup enough.
I think Billy Crudup, give him all the awards.
Yeah.
And he is one of my favorite actors.
Big Fish.
Oh, just everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like Pillow Man on Broadway. I mean, like, he just does
he
everything.
Was in that?
Yes. What about Almost Famous?
Yeah,
yes,
I know. Iconic.
He's just, and so handsome.
So cute.
Yeah. So cute.
Oh,
but he's...
It's good. It's a good show, though.
I love it.
That's what everyone should binge then over the holiday.
Yeah, it's real, real good. It's real, real good. And Jennifer Aniston's really great in it. She's just turning it out, giving you a different... And, Reese
Emmy
is
winner.
Always wonderful.
I love her.
She's so good. But everybody's performance is so good.
That's fun.
It's very relevant to what's going on today.
Okay.
Today's climate and what... Yeah, it's just a really good show and really well written.
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
Yes, you gotta
watch it.
That's good.
Sounds like
Jackie.
The drama.
Rachel's people are like, I hate it. And I'm sorry.
That's the thing. It's like, it's so funny. Like, Twitter will decide if you should like something or not. So, even with this, film season, it's Academy Awards and everything. I will try not to read anything. And just...
Yes.
I went and saw Dark Waters a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
I don't know if you've heard of it. It's got Mark Ruffalo in it. I don't even know what the people thought. No, it's like a true story about... chemicals poisoning this town in West Virginia. It's like compelling.
Sounds very
good.
It was.
You were killing me.
There were
very interesting. But he's if you could see it, he's stroking his hair and just had a little shoulder shrug.
It's
very casual, just so good. I'm sorry. I wish you could see it.
Yeah. And it was so good, but I don't even know what anyone thought about it. I just liked it.
Yes.
That's okay.
And that is okay.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to all like the same things.
Absolutely.
Some people might think I'm the best Alphabet, and some people think I'm the worst Alphabet. It doesn't matter, because that's what's so great about art is that it's completely subjective.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And what might move you, what might move you, you might hate. And nobody should conform. It's live what you love. Doesn't make you wrong.
Love what you love.
Yeah, right?
I love that.
You are so cool in real life, too.
You're so cool.
You played all the badass women of Broadway, and you're cool.
Man.
And you're a badass woman in real life, too, which is just so incredible.
This is really fun.
Oh, thank you.
And I get to hold a mic,
yes.
That's always nice.
You feel something, special.
I do, right?
You
put a mic in your hand.
We gotta let you get out of here.
Yes, but everyone follow Jackie at Jackie Burns NYC.
On Twitter and Instagram.
Yes.
On Twitter and Instagram. And follow me at Connor McDowell.
And me at Dylan McDowell. And also follow at The Drama Drama Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. Thank you guys for everything this year.
Yes,
and
we love you.
We love you all, and we cannot wait to show you what's in store for 2020.
It's going
to
be a good one.
And Connor, I'll see you next time.
Next year.
Yeah.
Drama.